So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we ask now that you would help us as we read your word. Please help us to understand it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So before we go back and look at the parable, let's take a look at what has happened before leading up to it. Well, back in Matthew chapter 4, earlier in the book, we read that Jesus began preaching in the area around the Sea of Galilee, and that's in the north of Israel. In verse 17 of that chapter, it says, he began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." In verse 23, we read that he went throughout Galilee teaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. In the following chapters, we read about Jesus describing the kingdom, what it is, who is part of it, and how it's going to spread. So we get to the parable that we read a moment ago. Jesus has been teaching in a house. And in verse 1, it says he went out and he sat by the lake. A large crowd gathers about him. Why do you think they're there? Why do you think this large crowd has gathered about? Has anyone got any ideas? Why do you think all those people have gathered about? What do you think? Want to get healed? Yeah. In chapter 12, actually, a couple of chapters before, it says many people followed Jesus and he healed them all. So perhaps there's a lot in the crowd that they want to be healed by Jesus, or they've got family or friends that they brought along and they want to be healed. So maybe that's why they're there, yeah? Any other ideas? Any other reasons people might be there? Any thoughts? Another hand over. Wanted to listen to Jesus? Yeah, wanted to listen to what he had to say. Well, back in chapter 7, it says that Jesus had finished teaching, and it says the crowds were amazed at his teaching. He just preached the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is becoming famous, so perhaps a lot of the crowd were there excited to see and hear this man that everybody's talking about. Yeah. Any other ideas? Who might be in the crowd and why might they be there? See any more hands? Well, we also read that the Pharisees, the leaders of the people, that they were there as well, and they were following Jesus around, and they were hearing what he was saying. But it says in chapter 12, we read how those important leaders, they wanted to hear what he said so they could accuse him, so that they could try and catch him out, try and accuse him of teaching bad things. And then also in that chapter, it says that those leaders, they just wanted to see a miracle. They just wanted to see something amazing. Not really necessary to actually hear what Jesus was saying. So there's a big crowd gathered, and maybe they've got lots of different reasons for why each of them is there. So let me ask a quick question for you now. You don't have to answer me back, but why are you here now? Why have you come along to church this morning? As we read this parable, it is Jesus speaking. Jesus is teaching. So are you here to listen to what he has to say? Are you here just to meet with your friends? Are you here just because your parents make you come? Or maybe you're here because you enjoy the singing. Or maybe you think, well, this is the place to be. It's the right thing to do on a Sunday morning. I go to church. As we read this parable, it's Jesus speaking. So are you here to listen to what he has to say? Well, in verse 8 of the parable that we've read, Jesus says, "Whoever has ears, let him hear." So, if you want to open up your Bibles, you'll find the passage on page 978 in the Church Bibles. And we're going to look at verses 18 to 23. So if you want to turn to that and follow it in the Bible, there'll be some of the text on the screen behind me as well. So this large crowd is gathering around Jesus. Maybe some pushing starts, because everyone wants to see Jesus and they want to hear Jesus, but the crowd's so large that only the ones at the front can actually hear him, can actually see him. So Jesus gets into a boat. Now crowds are on the shore and Jesus has room to speak, and more of the crowd can hear him, and they can more can see him. The crowd gets quieter as they try to hear, they strain to hear what he's saying. A farmer went out to sow his seed. Jesus starts a simple story. A parable, which we learned earlier, is more than just a story. It's a story with a meaning. And in verse 10 of the parable, we read that when he finished speaking the parable, the disciples asked him why he spoke in parables. They want to know what it means. And in verses 18 to 23, we can read that Jesus explains it to them. So, with your Bibles in front of you and with the text behind, let's have a look. Verses 18 to 19. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed then is the gospel or good news of the kingdom of heaven. We should take note that it's the same sower and the same seed, the same message. It's the ground that is different. All four types of ground or types of people hear the message. But again, we should take note, all four hear it, but the difference is whether it takes root and grows. So the path is the one who doesn't understand, so the seed doesn't take root. You remember the quiz from earlier? We could all hear what was being said. We could all hear those different languages, but most of us didn't understand them. There's a couple of clever people that speak those languages here, but most of us, we didn't understand it. You see, in the parable, it's not that this hearer, the person that's the stony ground, the stony path, it's not that they're simply confused by the message. They hear it, but their heart is not ready to accept it. And they don't understand what it means to them. The seed doesn't penetrate into their heart, into their understanding. Is that you? Here this morning, are you unwilling to listen to what God has to say? Are you letting the words of the Bible pass over you? Are you only interested in maybe a theoretical understanding of the Bible? You just want to know how it fits together, how it can be interpreted, to listen to the interesting stories. But you aren't willing to accept that the message of the gospel, the good news, is life transforming. This hearer goes home unchanged by the message. So the devil comes and snatches away the things that were heard, and they're forgotten. Like the bird hoovering up all the seeds. What was heard is forgotten. Verses 20 to 21. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The rocky ground is the one who hears the word. There's no place for it to take root. It sits among the rocks and in the dust. This person receives the word, but they don't understand it. Like the first hearer, the seed doesn't take root. So when things get difficult, they fall away. Do you remember those who pretended to be a plant that was withering away in the sun? Again, in this parable, the message doesn't take root in the hearer's heart, and so they're not transformed by it. So when trouble comes, they don't have a foundation, a root to hold them firm, and they haven't understood. So they quickly fall away. Is that you? Do you find yourself enjoying the sermons or home group discussions? You like spending time in Sunday school and hearing the stories, but when you get home, your life is unchanged. Are you moved by the accounts of Jesus' death and resurrection? But you don't know what it means to trust in that for your forgiveness and sins, forgiveness of sins, and hope of eternal life. When the trials come, this hearer has no root, no foundation on which to stand firm. And so they fall away. Verse 22. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. Thirdly, then, we have the hearer that hears, but the ground is already occupied. The seed grows up, but is soon choked. In this person's heart, the word is choked and bears no fruit. Like the toilet paper weeds that grew up and covered you, the word is choked by the thorns, the weeds, the cares and distractions of this world. We see here most clearly that it's not enough to hear the word, and that understanding it means to accept it as true and for it to change our hearts. The word is heard, but it yields no fruit, no results. You see, this hearer's heart is already full of cares and distractions. The idols are there, and the focus is taken away from the word. Is that you? Are you happy to be here now, hearing the Bible read? Do you find the parable more than interesting? Are you interested in the other things that Jesus taught, what he claimed about himself? But when it comes down to it, and you realize that the Bible teaches that following Jesus as your Savior and King means letting him have his way in every area of your life, you think again. You're not sure about following Jesus before following your career path. You're not sure about thinking of all of you that you have as his rather than yours to do with as you please. You're happy to give up some time on a Sunday to go to church, but the rest of the week belongs to you. The cares and distractions of the world grow up, and the word is choked in this hearer's heart. So, which one are you? The hard heart, where the word is quickly forgotten. The rocky heart, where the word has no place to take root. Or the thorn-filled heart, where the word is choked by cares and distractions. Verse 23. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. The good soil, the rich, fertile earth that the seed falls onto, it takes root and it begins to grow. Its roots push down into the dirt, holding it steady as the stalk extends towards the sun. Firm it stands as the fruit grows. This hearer hears the word and understands it. Their heart is changed, and we see the evidence of this transformation in their life. Is that you? Then rejoice and praise God. But here is something for you to think about. Do those around you see the fruit in your life? Does the way you live tell people that you are following Jesus, that he is your king? In Matthew 5, back a couple of chapters, Jesus teaches that those in his kingdom are to be light in the world, so that others would see and turn to God. At school, at college, university, or work, at the school gates, after the five-a-side football, at the family party, when you're getting your hair cut and you're having a chat with the hairdresser or the barber, is the way you live, the things you say or don't say, the way you act towards other people, is it evidence to others around you that the gospel message has taken root in your heart? Whoever has ears, let them hear. Well, perhaps what we've looked at this morning has caught your interest. Perhaps you're asking, well, what is this word? This message that Ollie keeps mentioning. Maybe you don't really know anything about Jesus, who he claims to be. Well, kids, listen when you're in Sunday school or kids at Kent. Think about what is being said. Ask questions. Ask your parents when you get home. If you don't already, ask your parents or those that look after you to read the Bible with you. And pray to God and ask Him to help you understand. Whoever has ears, let them hear. See, the Bible has four accounts of the life of Jesus. They tell us what He taught, what He said about Himself. And they tell us what He did. If you have ears ready to hear, then read one of those accounts. There are the books in the Bible written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you want help understanding, then how about joining one of the home groups? These are on Tuesday evenings, and they're where groups of us meet in different houses around the city, and we spend some time together reading the Bible and helping each other to understand it. This term, we're looking at the life of Jesus recorded by Luke, one of the accounts of the life of Jesus. Come along to one of the groups and find out more about who Jesus is and what the message is that He teaches. Speak to me or one of the members of the welcome team to join one of those groups. Tonight, in our evening service, in preparation for Tuesday's home group, we're going to be looking at another parable that Jesus taught. Come along and hear more about Jesus and His message at 6 o'clock tonight. So don't be like the stony path. Don't ignore what the Bible says. When you hear the word of God preached, listen and think about it. Don't let the devil snatch it away from your mind. Don't be like the rocky ground. Don't let what you hear from the Bible just remain as information in your brain. Think about it. Ask questions. Don't be like the thorny ground. Don't let the cares and distractions of this world stop you from really understanding what the Bible says. If you want to be the good soil, then read the Bible, hear what God says as He speaks through it, and pray to Him. Ask Him to help you understand. See, the gospel has taken root in my heart, not because I was able to read the Bible through from beginning to end and understand everything it says, but because God, in His mercy, helped me to understand it. You see, He showed me that I had rebelled against Him and was living my life with no thought for Him. He showed me that because of my sin, all the things that I did wrong, the things I said that were wrong, I could have no place in His kingdom, in His perfect kingdom. But He also showed me Jesus. See, He helped me to understand that Jesus had lived the perfect life that I could not. He showed me that Jesus died and paid the penalty for my sin in my place. He showed me that if I trusted in Jesus as my Savior, I could be forgiven of all those wrong things, of that sin that stood between me and God, that separated me from God. And He showed me that because Jesus had risen from the dead, I could look forward to one day living with Jesus in His perfect kingdom. Well, if you want to ask me any questions about what I've said this morning, then come and speak to me afterwards. I'll be at the back. Talk through these things with whoever you came with. Pray with someone that you came with or someone that you trust. Ask God to help you understand His word, to hear Him as He speaks through it. We've got teas and coffees afterwards. Stay and have a chat. We've got East and Eats. Plenty of food, good food, on offer for you at the back of the church in the lower hall. Stay, eat with us, and talk about these things. Ask more questions. To understand, to not let the devil snatch these thoughts away, to not let them be, let yourself be distracted by the cares and distractions of this world, but to keep thinking about these things, to hear what you've heard, and to want to understand it. Ask God to help you, and together we can help one another to understand His word. So I'm going to pray now. So let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it is your words and that you speak to us through it. Help us, Lord, to understand what you're saying. By your Spirit, make the good news of Jesus Christ take root in our hearts and transform us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.